All right, we've got an EKN Paddock Insider here with Austin Garrison. Austin, congratulations, started third.
Yeah.
Really good start. Obviously, you have a great car right now. You were able to jump out into the lead. Mm-hmm. Celikon pushed you hard, but you have a pretty good race car here right now.
Yeah, I started to get nervous, kept on looking back. He was just creeping more and more forward. But I just toughed it out and stuck with it and ended up coming home with the win.
How do you feel about your race car now? Obviously, two heat races today. You made some changes for the third heat race based on how you did in the second. How's the car right now? Is it going to be good for tomorrow?
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not. It would be good tomorrow because we had a good run in the rest of the two heat races. So, yeah, I think we'll be ready for tomorrow.
Now, can you make any changes? Obviously, maybe you not turning your head around, that's a good idea. You always want to look around to find out where everybody is. But is there something you can do to yourself or you can do to the car to make it a little bit better? Is there somewhere on the track where you might be struggling?
Yeah, there is. My dad was saying that he was catching me in a couple other places. And there's always something you could do to the car or to the driver that can make you just that much more better.
How are your feelings on the racetrack right now? Obviously a big race. The race itself is awesome. What do you think about this track?
Oh, man, this track's really fun. It's a real fast track for me, and it's real fun because you get to battle when you're going like a really high speed, and I like it a lot.
Hey, well done today. Congratulations. Look forward to seeing what you can do tomorrow in the pre-final.
All right, and I want to thank Ocala Grand Prix and Nate and Mario for doing my motors. Thank you guys very much for making this happen.
Austin, well done, buddy. Congratulations. Austin Garrison, folks, a big victory there in the third heat race. That is going to push him much farther forward in the points. I look forward to seeing how that all shakes down to find out exactly where Austin's going to end up here. But really just a solid run for him. He was able to jump out front there, got challenged by one of the best juniors in the country, and Austin really has proven himself here thus far. I look for him to be a challenger for a podium, maybe even the win. If he steps it up, maybe even a victory, but a podium for sure, as he is looking very good here after day number two. He's going to be pretty strong in the points when we have a look at where everybody lines up for the pre-final on Saturday.